This next story should be music to the ears of art students around the country and their parents. Next time you're in a grocery store, one of those fancy places that sell organic this and free-range that, take a close look at the signs. A couple of upscale chains employ hundreds of in-store artists, and as NPR's Neda Ulaby reports, these artists do pretty well.
Philadelphia's Callow Hill neighborhood is filled with former factories that are now expensive lofts. So, of course, there's a Whole Foods market, too. That's where Katie Lanciato works.
I get to come in and do art. It's just plain my hands and a chalkboard and a marker, and I get to go nuts.
Lanciato inscribes the store's blackboards with hand lettering and original art. This week, there's a theme, elegant Art Deco ladies. A willowy geisha holding a fish decorates the seafood department blackboard. In meat, there's a come-hither flapper.
Her back is exposed, and she has a very slinky nightdress on. It's sexy.
Lanciato started at Whole Foods 9 years ago. She made smoothies at the juice bar. She kept working at Whole Foods during art school, where she studied jewelry making and sculpture. Now she's best known as a grocery store chalkboard artist, which does not bother her a bit.
It's like a revolving gallery. My things are up all the time. People get to see my artwork every day.
Lanciato could use stock pictures of fruit and farmers the company keeps on hand, but she says she'd rather reflect Philadelphia life. When a Salvador Dali exhibition opened in town, Lanciato drew chalkboards with dripping clocks. Lanciato says her style has evolved at the store.
I use black marker on a black chalkboard. Everything comes from dark to light in my drawings, and it started to reflect in my own artwork as well. I like to work this way.
Whole Foods Markets employs a full-time artist at each of its 183 stores in the United States. Another national chain, Trader Joe's, uses artists mostly part-time at each of its 263 stores. Both give their artists health benefits, a starting salary of around $13 an hour, and a store discount. John Bassalone is Senior Vice President of Marketing at Trader Joe's. He started as an in-store artist. Bassalone says a centralized art department would be cheaper, but in-store artists pay off through local flavor and irreverent humor.
For instance, when we opened our store in Yorba Linda, which is the birthplace of Richard Nixon, the great end cap sign that the artist had created was a drawing of President Nixon, not a caricature in any way, just a straightforward drawing above some product, and the tagline was, "I am not a cook."
Such idiosyncratic signs were common in the small natural food stores and co-ops the big chains have replaced, says Catherine Shuda. She directs career development at the School of the Art Institute of Chicago. Shuda misses those little stores, but she's pleased by the flexibility and health insurance her students can have if they work as in-store artists.
I'm not sure that I would consider that job a career goal, but certainly not a bad option for a few years.
At a swanky Washington, D.C. art gallery, the graffiti-inspired work of a former Whole Foods artist is on display. Kelly Towles is an in-store artist success story. He says Whole Foods taught him practical skills.
I learned just to manage myself a lot. No matter how grungy, graffiti, or you think you are, you need to learn how to be business-oriented.
Towles learned how to manage invoices, meet deadlines, and make commissions, he says. Katie Lanciato of Philadelphia says her time drawing Whole Foods chalkboards paid off in a way few artists expect.
I got a huge amount of stocks because I've been, I guess 9 years is about 15 to 16,000 hours of service time. And so the stocks that I got from Whole Foods bought my house.
Artists found patronage during the Italian Renaissance with powerful families like the Medicis. Now they're supported by companies that sell Florentine cookies. Neda Ulaby, NPR News.